This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yes, it is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here without Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. His chief lieutenant is here with us. Kevin Casey is the executive editor, and pretty much I think that Michael depends on you. And that's a good thing. It's always good to have somebody that you can depend on. And that's kind of, without there being, you know, too many inside conversations, that's why you're there. Because you're dependable. Kevin is a longtime broadcaster and works on the charts, works through the research that goes on at Talkers every week so that they can come up with this chart that's published both at Talkers.com and at GoodDayShow.com. So, Kevin, if you do us the honor of going through the charts for this past week, the week of March 20th to the 24th, first week of spring, hooray, hooray, right?
I'd be happy to, Doug. We'll start with the people. Here are the top 10 people discussed on News Talk Media this week. Number 10, Rupert Murdoch. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. At number 8, Xi Jinping. At number 7, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, Jerome Powell. At number 5 this week, Michael Cohen. At number 4, Stormy Daniels. Number 3, Alvin Bragg. Number 2 this week, Joe Biden. And leaping to number 1 this week, Donald Trump.
What a surprise.
Yeah, well, not surprising. The story this week, number one, number 10 story this week, climate report combined with California weather. At number 9, Wyoming abortion pill law. At number 10 this week, Dominion versus Fox News. At number 7, the U.S. versus TikTok. At number 6, the 24 GOP candidates. At number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 4, China-Russia relations. At number 3, the economy tied with the Fed rate hike. At number 2, bank failures. And at number 1 this week, Trump's legal battles.
All right. So as a broadcaster, you and I have known each other almost as long as I've known Michael, or we've all been in that same circle for a long time. But I think it's interesting. If we can take a little bit of a digressional route, we do that from time to time. As you know, when Michael is here, we try to go into the important stories, talk about the people, but we always have a different spin because of the two of us being broadcasters. You are a long-time veteran broadcaster. How do you think that plays in when we listen to or we talk to some of the broadcasters that have been around for a while? Do you notice a difference in the veterans, people who have been around for a long time, and their approach to the issues versus those who are younger, maybe not as seasoned, some of the podcast guys that are there versus the people who may have cut, like Michael and I did, and I think you did too, cut our teeth as disc jockeys before we were talk host people?
Mm-hmm.
What do you observe there?
Interesting question. I'd never really stopped to consider that. I think that people, as they approach these issues and these stories on their radio programs, I'm not sure there's a big difference between how seasoned veteran talk show hosts handle it versus younger people and maybe people who are only doing podcasts. I think that back in the day, you and I would have been much more likely to immediately go to the phones to talk with callers. And I think that more and more now it's about the host viewing themselves as a person who has a perspective that the audience really wants to and needs to hear. And I think that's really more an aspect of just the changing of the business model, the way that talk show hosts approach their shows over time versus, the way things were 25, 30 years ago.
You know, that is so fabulous. I'm you've just said a lot without having to say a whole you've said a little bit, you've said a lot in that the ideas that we express and how we get them, especially when it came to the talker, to the callers. I remember when I first got started, and we had, there are a couple of consultants still around today who pound away at the hosts and tell them, they got to take calls. The callers are not as good as they, frankly, they aren't as good as they used to be.
Right.
And the caller-driven programs don't do as well. The people, I remember when Michael used to get on me, actually, I'll make this a little bit personal, and so did other people, including the guy that ran the station in Cincinnati that I was on. He said to me when I first started there, because I would talk in sort of a Germanic, kind of a flat, okay, this is the issue, this side, that side. And I wouldn't inveigle my own thoughts and my own personality and my own position into it. And he'd yell at me. People want to know what you think, whether they agree or they disagree. They're listening to you for a reason. And so that was the first sort of time that I got off of my being Casper Milquetoast and being a little bit more definitive, because I've always had strong opinions about stuff. But I think I worried early on that people didn't care, wouldn't care. And now I know it's just the opposite. So you've hit that nail on the head. That is why they listen to the various people that they listen to get their take on the issues. That may be good, it may be bad, doesn't make a difference. That's what customer preference is, and I don't think there's a value judgment there. Do you?
I don't know what you mean exactly by value judgment. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is that the talk show hosts have strong opinions, and at least they should. Going back to the caller things, I guess what I'm saying about that is, in people who don't work in the business or probably don't understand this, but when you and I were talking about, say we go back 25 years, just pick a number, the only way to really get your voice heard was to be a caller on there. There was no social media, there was no internet, no public internet. So if you wanted to you had your choice. You could call a radio show, or you could go stand on the street corner and yell. now everyone can put their opinion everywhere, and they do. It used to be a very cool thing to go on the radio and be heard and have a conversation. I'm not sure that's as cool now as it used to be. Now, there are, as you said, there are radio consultants out there who promote this and say, yes, it is, and that's still really important. And there are others who say, hey, if you're a great personality and if what you have to say is compelling, you can talk for an hour and it will still please your listeners. So, that's one of these things that they talk about in the radio business, and we argue about it all the time.
Right, yeah. And we will at the Talkers Convention coming up in June, again this year probably. Kevin Casey is here from Talkers Magazine. We're going through the story list, the people list, and some of the ancillary things that, because Kevin is such an expert, he has become so seasoned when it comes to putting the story list together, the people list together, and understanding and listening to these hosts and the stations, that I think I wanted to peer into his experience a little bit. As we focus on Donald Trump, number one, both on the story side and on the people side, is Donald Trump. I thought it was interesting, Kevin, this week, that the judge, the appeals court judge, who was appointed by Trump, went to Stanford Law School to give a talk, and it did not go well at all. Students interrupted this person, heckled, protested. One person stood up and said, your daughter should be raped. I mean, what? When you get down to the brass tacks of things, Trump is a lightning rod, we know that. But how is it that I heard this story a couple of different ways this week, not just here, but in other places where there were conservatives who were supposed to be talking to a college group, and they all, to a person, get shouted down, they get shut down, they get shut up. And I guess I look at that wondering about Paul. Especially, I was a political science major. I don't know what you majored in when you were in school, but it's helped me a lot to take issue with some of the issues and to have a read on it. But the political polarization now, I guess, is demonstrated somewhat also on talk radio, isn't it? I mean, is that a simple statement?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. No question about it. I mean, you know, the specific incident you're talking about you know, the being shouted down at a speech, ostensibly speaking in front of Stanford Law School students,
right.
It was an interesting case because it's been the tactic of the protesting left, if you will, to shout down voices. That's, you know, you go in, you don't let them speak, you shout, and then eventually, you know, they throw up their hands, get frustrated, and they leave, and that's their tactic. The interesting thing about that story is that from a perspective of someone going into the legal profession, those soon-to-be lawyers could face some could face serious questions about passing the bar in getting approved to be a member of the California bar. It is that behavior is not conducive and is not acceptable to the bar associations in the various states across the United States. And those students, should the bar choose to take a look at their behavior, that behavior that they exhibited could prevent them from becoming members of the bar at the time that they would like to be. So there is a little bit of a repercussion possible for those students. Not sure it's going to ever happen, but it is possible.
All right, so number 7 on the story list this week is the TikTok thing. And because that is the great thing about talk radio is that the conversation can go in any number of directions. So I'll go back to social media here a little bit. And with regard to maybe TikTok or Facebook or Instagram, not only lawyers, but people who are getting hired today in general business, general industry, oftentimes the HR people will take a look. Or if it's a small company, the boss is going to take a look, or the boss's wife will take a look at what your social media is, and they're going to like you or not like you, or hire you or not hire you for what you have posted. And I think a lot of people still don't get that, and maybe even more the case now than it was a few years ago. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're applying for a job, and you should make sure that you know what's on your social media feeds, Facebook, whatever you use. There's no question about that. People have been not hired for jobs because of things they put on social media.
Yeah.
And they don't always think about it. It doesn't have to be anything incendiary politically. There have been people who've applied for jobs, then someone goes checks out their social media and sees, oh, look, if this guy was drunk in public, and then they don't hire them. You know, issue with TikTok is a particularly interesting. Obviously, there's a lot of
hold this thought for a second. We're going to pause for a second. We'll go back to TikTok and your comments, Kevin Casey. Here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 18 after the hour.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes, or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And this hasn't become a spin-off of the original Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not with us this week. So we have shotgun Tom Kelly. We have General Kevin Casey here. who is going through some of the conversation, the comments about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts, again, published at talkers.com. Stories are there. The people list is there. We were talking about the business of this judge, and I wanted to use as an example some of the social media comments that I saw regarding that event. Here's a fellow named David who said, Kevin, it's entirely appropriate to ask any judge difficult questions during a question and answer session after a speech. But protests that go so far as to shout down or disrupt speeches or events are not free speech, but mob censorship. Here's Ellie who says, everybody has the right to speak. Nobody has the right to be heard over the din of the crowd. Let's see here. Stephen says, the judge, the student protesters, and an on-scene administrator all played to the type, exhibiting arrogance, intolerance, and irresponsibility that combined to make the afternoon a fiasco.
The incident that we're talking about, I wouldn't want to hire any of those protesters to be my lawyer. Because it just tells me that they're not, that they're guided by their emotions and they're just not very sharp. And frankly, now they might be young and immature still. We're talking about law school students. They're in their early 20s in most cases. But I wouldn't want to hire them as my lawyer. I'd want someone who's got a brain and is on the stick. You know, we were talking, Doug, just before the break about the whole TikTok thing, the U.S. versus TikTok. And what I was going to say before before we went to the break was simply this. This is being presented as we're trying to prevent China from accessing important data about Americans via TikTok. That's the guise that this is under. I think it's fascinating that we have a lot of conservative politicians who are you know, backing this move to get rid of TikTok, make it unavailable to Americans. And yet these are the guys who are always running around talking about they're all about freedom, freedom, freedom. So it's a bit hypocritical, but I guess they're claiming that there's a national security issue. I don't think they've proved the matter. At least it doesn't seem that way to me. So I think it's going to be very difficult to keep people away from a platform when they can't prove anything. You know, that they're...
You and I might disagree on that, but I think what has shown its what's reared its ugly head here is the incompetence of the nincompoops that are in Congress. I don't know if you watched any of that 5 hours yesterday. It was pretty tense from one side to the other. This kid, Xu Chu, was there. He's the new kid on the block, almost like he was sent in as a lamb to the slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
He can speak English well, and he comes across well. But he didn't satisfy anybody that I saw, and I'd admit to not watching the whole 5 hours, but I was watching Republicans and Democrats go after him, and there were really no, I mean, he tried to play down TikTok links to the governor, to the government, but he didn't, he couldn't. And so, but then, as you were saying, they didn't come back with any real strong evidence that the Chinese government was using this stuff, even though we all know that they are. And is it any different than Zuckerberg using the information or the people that work for him? Well, yeah, because it's the Chinese government and the Chinese communists are not our friends. But then you can argue that Zuckerberg's not our friend either. So
I suppose, I mean, you know, again, we're talking about what we talk about national security. What are we really talking about here? Are we talking about the information you can get from kids? Well, what value is that to the Chinese Communist Party?
The people will argue that it's watching what they do and all that stuff. But at this point, the cat's out of the bag, I think. 28 after, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. First Citizens Bank Shares Incorporated, one of the nation's largest regional banks, is buying big pieces of Silicon Valley Bank more than 2 weeks after the lender's collapse. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, said First Citizens is acquiring all of Silicon Valley's bank deposits, loans, and branches, which will open this morning under new ownership. Former President Trump at a rally in Waco, Texas, claims America's biggest threats are not from outside the country.
I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government, like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Justice Department.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get Monday underway. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
After the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen along with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Michael is out this week, so Kevin doing the honors of bringing us up to date on some of the things that are in our mind and maybe some clarification about stories and people. So we were in the middle of something, as we always are. We go, okay, wait a minute, we got to do this. In terms, I mean, we could go in any number of directions. We were talking about the TikTok thing and whatnot. It's what are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing other people to do to us? I think there's some of that there. But all right. So anyway, the TikTok thing may have. That's the other thing. Are we spending too much time talking about some of these things that aren't really as important What's the, you know, the number one story this week is Trump and his legal battles, but is that, it may be the number one story, but is it the most important, and who decides that? The individual who's looking at this list or is listening to the radio, well, I'm not that interested in TikTok, and I'm not that interested in Trump, I'm interested in where my money is. So I'm going to go over and listen to Bloomberg and have them tell us what's the future of the economy, because there are a lot of good analysts that are doing talk radio. That's a certain type of talk radio that is of value. It isn't, I mean, the issue is a really important one, because we all want to know what's going to be the outcome. Are we going down the same road that we went down in 2009, or are we, you know, and then who's guarding the approach I took to this, Kevin, by the way, this week was to look at the big banks and how they're getting bigger by sucking up the banks that are in question, and whether that was a setup, the way the government sends in auditors to smaller banks, but they don't do it to the bigger banks because the bigger banks push them around, the smaller banks don't. You know, there's that angle to it. But I would ask you, do you feel comfortable about all your vast millions?
I do. The answer to your question, by the way, was who decides what's most important. Well, just know that what is the most talked about story in news talk media is not necessarily what's most important ultimately to every human being on earth. So
right.
We can settle that right there. But I mean, regarding the banks, this is the most important story. I mean, the safety and the security of the international banking system is of utmost importance. If we have a run of bank failures, et cetera, I mean, you know, anyone who knows their history, this is the sort of thing that can set off ultimately a depression, a global depression. So that's really important. It's far more important than whether or not Donald Trump, you know, paid a porn star, you know, $130,000 to shut up. But that doesn't mean that, you know, whether or not he did that is not important at all. So, you know, what's important to whom is, you know, relevant.
You know what? It's also a regional thing sometimes, Kevin. In New York this week, the most important thing in the city on the talk radio stations there was what they're doing with the migrants or the immigrants that are coming in, the people seeking asylum. You know, we spend so much time talking, and the New York guys, you can hear them, if they're not national guys, you can hear them railing on this. Well, what about all the people coming into New York illegally? Which is a great question. Look at all the people coming into Canada and then into the United States illegally. So we tend to, you know, we use that platform because it's an easy throw to go down to the southern border. Look at all the Mexicans coming in here. Well, there's a lot of people coming from all over the world, and some of them are not our friends. And so then we get into this discussion about what a sieve it is, whether it's the southern border, the northern border. Hell, you could go into Palm Beach County's port and you could see people jumping off of boats. There's no scrutiny there. There's nobody from the Border Patrol, or nobody from any government agency checking to see your passport, or, you know, where are you coming from? It's ridiculous, actually, when you get right down to it. You can come into this country in any number of ways. The West Coast into the Port of Los Angeles. The ships come in all the time. You could get into Hawaii and then take a cruise ship across the Pacific and get into Los Angeles. You get on the ship in Hawaii, nobody's going to know who you are. There's a lot of people that work for the cruise lines that come from very questionable backgrounds. Who's checking on them?
Great question, right? Doug. I mean, these are all. I mean, you answer your own question if you want. I mean,
Thank
if you come in through illegal means, you have to show a passport. Beyond that, I don't know. I'm not going to claim to be an expert on immigration or illegal migration into the United States. But huge borders in this country. It's very easy to get in. There's no question. You can't possibly have an armed guard standing every 10 feet, you know, protecting the border.
Mm.
So,
you know, back to
not an easy problem to solve.
No, I digress there for a second. We were talking about the economy and the bank failures and that sort of thing, what people are thinking, what they're experiencing. Early in the week, the stock market showed some pretty strong signs. And then it went down 400 or 500 points if you look at the Dow Jones averages. But they were all off by midweek. And now there's mayhem in the bond market because there have been the business about what happened at the Silicon Valley Bank. They had old bonds they couldn't sell because the new ones are at a higher interest rate, which is basically the government tripping on itself. I'm not going to be too crude there, but you know the inference that I'm making. You increase the rate, so the old rate that you're paying for bonds is not of any real value, so people want to dump them, and if there are a lot of them, which has happened each time the Fed has increased the interest rate, they've sold a lot of bonds. And so then when they increase it again, I guess that, you know, it seems, I'm no economist, and I'm certainly not that great with money, but I can add, and you can make him look at this stuff and think, do these people have any common sense?
Well, you know, you rate is an interesting issue, and here's what it comes down to. I think that there are a lot of this program is being aired on a lot of talk stations across the country. Most talk stations in America tend to be conservative, and conservatives like deregulation. But the reality is that there are industries that need to be regulated. Time and again, human history shows that if allowed, businesses will pollute willingly, because it's cheaper to do so. Banks will take risks that they shouldn't be allowed to take because it pleases shareholders. So while I'm a free market capitalist in general, I'm not a stupid one, and I understand that businesses can't be trusted necessarily to do what's best for everyone and not just for their shareholders. And sadly, regulation is needed because we're humans, we're corruptible, and we can do bad things if tempted. And that's the reason why these industries need to be regulated, and the banking industry, in my opinion, also needs regulation. It needs competent regulation, and that's kind of where everyone starts to argue.
Exactly. All right. One of the things that I know Michael follows this, and I'm going to guess that you do too. Many times when it hasn't been as the bushes haven't been as thick as they have been the last year or so, number 10 would usually be about sports, some kind of sports and activity. And I guess there's nothing that's been more talked about on the sports talk stations than March Madness. And which seed is doing what to whom? Apparently, this is what's been going on is pretty upsetting to people who have tried to figure it out. There's always going to be, it's kind of like buying a lottery ticket, right? When you get the brackets and stuff, and I don't claim to understand it. Are you somebody who involves himself in that? Do you pay attention to that?
I keep one eye on it. I'm not a huge basketball fan. Football's my sport, so I keep one eye on it. It's been a great tournament. Lots of upsets, and people love upsets. That's the thing. If every team that was supposed to win won during the 64-team field, it would be boring. It's the upsets that we live for.
Yeah, and so one of the big outgrowths of the general talk market, we used to talk about sports. I didn't much because I'm not much of a sports fan, but it used to be, I mean, you could hear Limbaugh a lot talking about various sports things and some other guys that are well-versed in them, but then it was, you know, it wasn't necessary anymore because you have the sports talk stations and the betting that's going on and all the advertising for betting, and that has become a huge source of interest and input for people, whether it's during these tournaments like this or just in general during the season. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I've been listening to on some of the Boston stations has been a focus on how the Red Sox are going to do this year, because next week is the first weekend of the season, isn't it? Yeah, it is next weekend. I'm pretty sure that the season opens up. And so there are a lot of people. Howie Carr, who's a regional guy, I don't expect he's going to talk much about it because there's too much other opportunity. But you know what I'm saying. It's kind of fun as a diversion, and every once in a while on a talk program, we want to have a diversion.
Mm-hmm.
Go down a different street. All right, in a moment, I want to talk about some of the things Michael likes to chat a little bit about, what's going on at Talkers Magazine, some of the things that are highlighted there, so we'll do that in a matter of moments. Here, Kevin Casey at 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise about your weight and how you are approaching the season of the year or the seasons where we love to look our best. And if you're overweight, you got a lot of bulges here and there, you know that you don't look your best, you don't feel your best, and you're not at your best. So that's where Calitren comes in. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N is the product that for 25 years has been setting the standard for weight loss because it's stimulant-free, it's drug-free, it's safe for everybody in your family, anybody over 12 who's over in that kind of a shame in and of itself to know how many youngsters there were, teenagers are overweight. Granted, most of the people who use this are adults, but there have been people who've used this to help themselves and their families. And I know that the folks at Calitren are grateful for all of the people who have continued to support them. I've been talking about these folks for 7 years on the air, and I found in my own world that I like taking the product because I like the fact that there's collagen protein in it, and that's good for your skin, it's good for your body, good for your fiber, all of that sort of thing. And so I maintain that we should just keep using it. That's what I do. I even give it to my dog. I think it's good for her as well. So take it from me, somebody who has been using this for a long time. You don't have to even take it from me. Go to toploss.com, their website, and look at the testimonials from thousands of people. I think there are 28,000 testimonials there of people who have used Calitren and continue to use it and be successful. That's what you want. You want weight loss success. And then the success is defined by keeping it off. Check it out, toploss.com, the website. Use the Doug code. You get free shipping and $20 off a 90-day supply of Calitren. That's at toploss.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Greece's Jeep.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine is here. The interview Michael has done this week is with a fellow who's, you were talking about the most successful hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are from the right, but here's an example of a lefty who has done very well, Tom Hartman. So how did that interview go? You listened to it, I'm sure.
Really great. I mean, if you like, I suggest to anyone who is who's a rabid conservative who doesn't want to listen to lefties, give it a chance and listen to Michael's interview with Tom Hartman. Tom's a very thoughtful guy. I don't expect anyone's opinion to be changed, but it's always interesting to hear what people think who have a different perspective than one's own, and I do anyway, and
yeah,
people might enjoy it, or they might just hate it and turn it off, so who knows.
No, Hartman is a protege, in a manner of speaking, of me, I helped him get started. He's a thoughtful guy, and he is worth listening to. So check it out at mhinterview.com, or you can go to talkers.com for that and the charts and all the rest of the things that affect those of us who are fans of talk radio. Thanks, Kevin, for being here. It's now 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Moments time. Aeon, good day. Focus on this weekend. What movies are out? What movies have been around? All right, Chuck Curry is here with us as usual. That music is important because...
Well, it's from Speed, and Keanu Reeves is in Speed, and Keanu Reeves opens in the movie today, which is tracking extremely well. $70 million plus opening weekend, which is good. For theater owners, that would be John Wick 4. Which, actually, Doug, has a running time of 2 hours and 45 minutes. Reviews are outstanding, though. And
Chucker. Oh my!
A little God. Bit. I understand. I understand. Relax. It's all good. It's all good. Anyway, I was telling you off the air. This director of the John Wick franchise, really, who is a former stuntman, his name is Chad Chalosky, I believe, is a tremendous action director and probably as good as any in terms of fight choreography. In the business. Good to see Keanu Reeves really bounce back in a big way with this franchise. And I was thinking he came back for another Bill and Ted 3, and he came back for Matrix 4. How about a Speed 3? Now, he was not in Speed 2. He passed on Speed 2 a long time ago.
Jason
Sandra
Patrick
Bullock came
was
back.
In there.
And he was,
yeah.
Jason Patrick actually was really good in Speed 2. It was Sandra Bullock who was way over the top, off the rails. I think she was bad in that movie. That's my personal opinion. But I love to see Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock come back for a Speed 3. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So start the petition, Doug. Start the petition.
I'll start that. Yeah. Okay. What's new beside John Wick this weekend?
That's really the big one. I mean, you still have to get up to speed and see movies like Cocaine Bear and Scream 6.
Right.
I'm waiting.
I need to go see those.
How about this? Well, let's do some of this. This week in TV and movie history, 1969, Marcus Welby with Robert Young and James Brolin premieres on ABC. Remember that show?
I do. It was a good show.
Yeah, it was a pretty good show. He was a super, Robert Young, obviously super, super likable presence. Yes. America loved that guy, right?
Well, Brolin came into his own, I think. He's married, by the way, if you don't remember, why do I know that name? He's married to Barbara Streisand.
Yes, he is.
People thought that was not because he wasn't as much in the focal, in the universe of entertainment. He wasn't as big as Barbara Streisand.
I'll tell you two movies that the general public would know James Brolin from. Amityville Horror in 79. That's a big movie. Even critics didn't love it, but the general public dug that movie. And then he was in Westworld with Richard Benjamin in 73.
That was weird, man.
Really good.
Yeah.
And then he did a movie called The Car, which is a B movie in the but his son had a great career.
Yeah, his son is very good. Much
son
more
had a great career.
Prolific. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And Barbara Streisand is not his mother. But
two other things. 2005, NBC premieres The Office. The American version with Steve Carell becomes a big hit, and still, along with Friends, I think one of the most popular generational shows on streaming. For whatever reason, college kids eat The Office; they love The Office in syndication repeats. Love it.
Really?
Yeah,
what
they do.
I have
a lot of employees in college that love that show. Love it.
Yeah. So, who else? What other shows do they like to watch besides
Grey's Anatomy? Grey's Anatomy would be another one that I find that they binge all the time. They like that show.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, listen, a lot of those old, I think they'd like Law and Order, some of the things from that era that got started. Maybe Gunsmoke.
I don't know. I don't think they're going back that far. One other
Hill Street
Blues. Movie
history. Yes.
Hill Street Blues is a really good show. I always felt Veronica Hamill. Remember her in Hill Street Blues?
Oh, yeah. Pizza Man.
Great-looking woman and a really good actress. Yeah. She was awesome. She was in the Beyond the Beside Adventure. That's why her name always hit my head.
There we go.
But that's a story for a different day. And one other thing, this week in movie history, 1958, Bridge on the River Kwai wins the Oscar for Best Picture, and Alec Guinness, Best Actor, 30th Annual Academy Awards, March 25th, 1958.
When are they going to have the Oscars this year?
Oh, well, that was in 1958. Bridge on the River Kwai won this week in movie history. They had the Oscars a few weeks ago.
They did?
Yes, they did.
How did
Jimmy
I miss
Kimmel.
It? I'm sure we
missed it, huh?
Exciting.
What else do you have?
What else do I have? I have a clock that says we're out of time.
Okay.
That's what I have. But we'll have box office totals when Chuck rejoins on Monday. See how John Wick predicted to do, as Chuck said, a lot of business, big time stuff. But there's some other movies, as he suggested, hanging around, like Cocaine Bear and the others that are still bringing in some of the audience. All right, Chuck, I'll talk to you on Monday. 59 past on Good Day.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.